The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more analysis, just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcast. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me.
Brad, before we get into the games, your initial thought of Bill Belichick now coaching college football, and I made the comment, what does he have in common with an 18, 19-year-old kid? Now, put that aside, who he's dating and everything. That's love of something else. But my thing about it is, that I don't quite understand how that's going to connect with Bill being a college coach and all the dramatic changes going on.
Yeah, it is. It's a strange twist, and I can already tell you right now, the betting market, I think everybody and their great-grandmothers could be throwing some money at North Carolina to win the division, win the conference of the ACC, maybe even get some national title props there on the line because of the love affair that they have with Belichick. Yeah, he is a football genius, but we've only seen it at the NFL level. How is it going to translate to collegiates? Is anyone's best guess. Look, the roster is going to be through a complete transition. And he's going to have to really shore up that defense because they were awfully leaky. And that's especially a Bill. He's got the clout. He's got the name recognition and notoriety. But now he's got to motivate and put those guys to work. And you're right. Will it resonate with a younger generation and not a group of pros? I do not know how it's going to register, but I'm willing to see the drama unfold for sure.
Well, it'll be the biggest talk of the offseason in college football. He won it today. With that deal. He won it today. And that'll be talk from now all the way through till they kick off. Right off the bat, I'll get your comments on Rams 49ers, the Thursday night game, and 3-point favorite 49ers. I think that's the line.
It is. And honestly, I kind of like the Rams here in a road spot. Both obviously still registering the pulse right now in the playoff picture. LA is really firing all cylinders offensively right now. I mean, we saw it against the Buffalo Bills. In week 14, they were just scoring it well. Both teams were in that game. Of course, Josh Allen shattering records from a fantasy football point of view with the 6 touchdowns that he accumulated in that contest. But Matthew Stafford played a whale of a game. Puka Nacua has been unstoppable. And what really impresses me, his dexterity, his athleticism, his ability to just toe tap there on the sidelines. We saw a genius toe tap that he had in that performance against Buffalo. I think the Rams have got too many weapons. Kyren Williams has been a consistency king. He's probably going to find the end zone once again. And I think the Rams got to spring the upset in the Battle of the Golden State there by the Bay. So give me L.A. plus the 3. And naturally, I'll have a gazillion player props in this game and most notably probably on Kyron Williams. Love the over at 72.5 rush yards because there is a weakness defensively for San Francisco, especially with their accumulation of injuries. It is definitely up front.
The one big college game, certainly Army-Navy, and, well, we saw Army just demolish Tulane last week. But your thoughts, these games between Army and Navy have been relatively very close, 6.5-point favorite Army. The two quarterbacks, to me, is really intriguing because of what Harvath had brought to Navy and certainly what Army got. So your thoughts on Army-Navy? This isn't a regular game when you put the point spread out there.
No, and you know, obviously a lot of drama, a lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance in a wonderful way. It's a terrific exhibition of these military branches and everything that the service men and women go through and the sacrifices they have made. It's just an awesome display, really, from beginning to end. I mean, consistently from the betting market side of things, the under usually is the go-to bet in this game, given the military schools and how they love the ground and pound and eat away the clock and, you know, a game that could be over like 2 hours. But with the total this year, it's sky high by the previous standard that's usually set this game at 40.5. A lot of people are going to be, you know, investing heavily in the under. I think the over hits here. I honestly think these offenses are pretty dang good this year. You look at Army number 22 in EP per play offense, Navy at number 45. I think the points, for once, and it's definitely once in a blue moon, are going to materialize in this game. So I think the best bet on the board, not the point spread, but the over on 40.5.
Okay, that's a good line. Commander Saints, we saw Monday night we were doing at the Silver Slipper. It opened 7. Now I think it's 7.5. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Derek Carr is not playing this game. He's still in concussion protocol, so it'll be Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler in this spot. And Jaden Daniels comes back to Louisiana to play. So your thoughts, Saints, Commanders?
Yeah, look, I think this game's going to be low scoring. Obviously, the MO of Washington is a ground-heavy approach. If you're looking at a player props market, Brian Robinson Jr. Should have a monster game. New Orleans has done a lousy job really defending the run the entire season. I think I saw his prop in the low 70s in this game. He may flirt with a hundo when it's all said and done. You know, there's some injury concerns, the wide receiver core. For the Commanders, as Noah Brown has been ruled out for the rest of the season due to an internal injury. They're calling it ribs, but it could be more compromised than that. Dyami Brown is somebody I'm keeping an eye on as maybe being a sleeper or Rip Van Winkle of sorts in this game. And you're right, there are some unknowns on New Orleans' side, but you can throw on this defense as well. Alante Taylor has given up the most yards of any defensive back in the NFL this season. If Terry McLaurin gets any kind of piece of him, he gone. Probably going to score 6 as a result. So I like Washington. I like the under probably most at 43.5 in this game, and I'm all in on Brian Robinson props. He has got to ground and pound his way, hopefully, to a profitable day.
Brad, what is the over and under on Jaden Daniels rushing?
That number, I haven't seen it yet, but it's probably going to be around, I would estimate, in the 40 to 45 range. Okay. And, you know, with the showcase game, you know, a lot of friends and family in the stands, familiar territory, old stomping grounds. Yeah, he'll probably go off. I would bet on the over on that.
Man, because the Saints ain't stopped no running quarterback at all. Have not stopped.
No, zero. Zero, which is odd. I mean, when Taysom Hill was healthy and on roster, he'd be like, hey, man, go out there. We got to practice against guys like you. And they can't contain him. So, yeah, Jaden Daniels may go for at least 60 on the ground. And, again, I think that prop is right around 40.5 right now.
40.5? Okay, I know what I'll do tomorrow. Cullen, go ahead.
Brad, okay, so, you know, we just talked about the Saints game. 7.5 spread. I don't love to hear it. So for Saints fans around here to sulk after a loss or celebrate if we, you know, upset them big, Saints fans around here could finish out the afternoon with, a hometown team, someone we all can root for, the Lions. The Lions have easily the biggest game of the day that isn't the Saints fans down here, at least focusing on their game, against the Bills. Please tell me, is this a Super Bowl matchup? And if so, who's coming out on top?
Yeah, actually, I think it is the Super Bowl preview. You can bet on right now at BetMGM if you're buying what I'm selling on that. I discussed this on BetMGM tonight, last night. It's 6-1 odds that this matchup shows up once again in your neck of the woods down there in the Crescent City come February. And I think it is, honestly, a sneak preview of that. The sky-high total in this game is at 54. My gut says a very slight leaning to the under here. In this game, I know Buffalo was number one in EPA per play offense over the last 5 weeks. Detroit number three, but Detroit also number three in EPA per play defense. Buffalo has had their issues, though, defending the run the entire season. You saw Kyron Williams go off against them last week, and with that Sonic and Knuckles combination that Detroit has, and Dave Montgomery and also in Jahmyr Gibbs, that poses a matchup problem. So we'll probably look at their props specifically once they surface. They should be able to do some heavy damage, and if they do, they're going to eat away a lot of clock in this game. That kind of leans in my underbelief. I think this game's going to live up to the hype, got a little bit of the expectations. I think it's going to be around like 30 to, maybe 23, maybe 27, 23. Detroit, I think, will hold their home field and take care of business in this one, but I can't wait for this sucker to tee up.
The Battle of Pennsylvania as the Steelers play the Eagles. Man, the Eagles, I don't know how many games they're going to continue to win. This is a bit of a dysfunctional team in a lot of ways, but they continue to win, and Saquon's kind of put them on his back. Hey, I got it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Pittsburgh, Philly?
Yeah, look, I like Philly in this game. And again, I'm going to go with another under here. I like the under at 43, George Pickens being ruled out. Not officially. They said there's an outside chance he may be able to play with that grade 2 hamstring strain, but Godspeed for the trainers to get him up and ready for that game. And, soft tissue issues always remain undefeated. It could flare up in the game. He could exit stage left as a result quite early. Look, I know Saquon Barkley's been incredible, and he could eat a heavy, heavy plate of delectables in this game because you look at the weakness Pittsburgh has had over the last 5 weeks, or outside the top 20 in rush EPAD. So Philadelphia with that top five offensive line, give a heavy dose of Saquon early, left, right, up the middle, maybe some dump-offs him as well. A.J. Brown can have a decent game. I know he's been traveling on the struggle bus here the last 4 or 5 weeks. But I think Philadelphia will take care of business in that Quaker State battle. But I think the under prevails as well. My strongest bet on the board is indeed living in a land down under on 43.
This could really jumble up the NFC South if some things happen. But Chargers, Buccaneers, and I think the Chargers, LA, I think it's a 3-point favorite over the
yep.
Bucs at this point. Man, now one thing, you don't want to get in the ring with the Chargers. They are a tough team to come out of there with a W with. They should have won Sunday night against Kansas City, but I could say that about a lot of teams. but your thoughts, Chargers, Buccaneers?
Yeah, just bet on everything, pass catchers, and Justin Herbert as well. I mean, you look at the biggest area of weakness defensively for Tampa. It's been their calling card all season. Just throw on them some more, and throw on them again. And I think Justin Herbert's going to uncork in this game. If it's even like 275 on the player prop and pass yards, I'd bet it up and ladder that sucker into 300s. I'll take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns as well. It's hard to score on LAC, especially on the ground. So whether Bucky Irving's going to be in uniform, he's got the back injury, we'll see. Rashad White could do some damage more as a receiving back. And then a guy getting some of those tough gains between the pipes. And Baker Mayfield, Baker, the touchdown maker, he's lived up to that nickname, to say the least, this season. But another hard team really to move the sticks on vertically. So I think overall, LAC is going to win this thing. I think they're going to cover it. And again, Justin Herbert should be magical. And a lot of you out there, first round of your fantasy playoffs this week, get him in your lineup. He's going to take you to the promised land. And Quentin Johnston, that case of dropsies down in the rear view, could once again catch yet another touchdown.
You want to talk about dysfunctional because you guys are talking about the Eagles. Saints fans are going to love hearing this. The Falcons. They are losing their minds, led by Kirk Cousins right now. They're playing the Raiders. They're playing them in Vegas. They're 4-point favorites. Is this the week they right the ship?
Yeah, well, Kirk Cousins actually find the damn end zone. A 0-8 touchdown interception split in his last four games combined. You know, there's calls right out for Michael Penix Jr., and I think they're warranted because Cousins and his look cooked. And, you know, he should be able to have a mountain of success against the Las Vegas secondary, one that's outside of the top 25, and pass, drop back pass defense over the last 5 weeks. But, man, I think it's getting his head. I'm not really sure if he's going to, you know, be able to find and tap into his vintage self, although it could be a heavy dose of Bijan Robinson. You can't run all day right now on this Las Vegas Raiders front, and we don't know for the Raiders who's going to be their starting quarterback. You know, we saw Aiden O'Connell leave the game on a cart with an air cast on his leg. We thought he was maybe done for the year. It was diagnosed as a bone bruise. He may be back under center, but it's unknown. We know that Sincere McCormick is now the main man at running back. He's looked awfully good here last couple of weeks. But, yeah, look, if Atlanta can't right the ship and they're still taking on water against Las Vegas, I don't care where this sucker is played. I know it's going to be played in Sin City. Just go ahead and fold up shop and just end the season. And, you know, think about tee times on the golf course because they are toast. They are done. They have to show up and show out against a rancid Raiders D.
Mr. Blank won't be happy if that happens, I can tell you that. I got a text about this. So a buddy, I think he got coined on it. Cowboys, Panthers. When's the last time the Panthers been favored over a team?
I think it was roughly 1899. Seriously, guys, it's been an eternity that Carolina has had a pulse and even resembled a competitive football team. But let's give credit where credit is due.
Hey,
they put
tough.
A fright. They put a scare into Philly last week. And that guy had over $3 million on the money line for Philadelphia, and it had him 400K. He was pulled up at all the wrong places, gentlemen, but ended up getting the dub in the end. Carolina and Bryce Young in particular has really made some strides here last 3 to 4 weeks. They've got more RPO, plays established into the overall scheme, and he's flourished as a result of Adam Thielen being back. I think he is going to feast. I love the over on 50.5 receiving yards of the prop market on him. He's going to be a slot machine. He's going to hit jackpot. I like Carolina. I'm going to lay the chalk at the 2.5. I think they're going to handle business against little D because there ain't no defense being played in Dallas right now.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we always enjoy your time here and you always give us great insights. Well, we appreciate it.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Enjoy the action this weekend.
Thank you, Brad. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans.